So, as we've heard a couple of times, today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. But what better day could there be to celebrate the baptism of Laura Marie? We welcome the entire Bodner and Fazzino families for this great day. Our texts today are all about baptism, Jesus's baptism and ours. And our worship today helps us understand the implications of our baptismal commitment. For Christians, baptism is not just a thing we do. It's what makes us who we are, followers of Christ. I think today's worship gives us three important themes that focus our celebration of this joyful day for the Fazzino and Bodner families, but also for the whole congregation of St. Stephen's. First, today's reading from Isaiah shows us why we must never be afraid to profess our faith, because God is always with us. Second, today's gospel reminds us that just as Jesus was chosen by God, we are chosen by God and called by name through baptism. Third, as we'll hear in our sung and spoken prayer, our baptisms call us forth and send us to share the good news. So today, let's give thanks for the gift of baptism. We can begin with our reading from Isaiah. Here, the prophet declared that people should never fear because God was with them. This text was probably written during the Babylonian captivity, about 580 years before Christ. And it was meant to bring comfort to a suffering Jewish people. Isaiah reminded them that God would protect and care for them even in their captivity in Babylon, and that someday they would return to their true home, Jerusalem. The context of this first reading is the pain of the Jewish exiles. They felt abandoned by God and were afraid for their future. They doubted God and were afraid that God couldn't take care of them. Today's reading shows us God's desire to save the people of Israel. God has forgiven their sins. God loves them deeply, and God wants to comfort them. Isaiah also told the people that God would protect them as they journeyed back to Jerusalem. Just as Moses and their ancestors passed through the Red Sea, they will pass through rough waters too. And we'll sing about that in our hymn of the day today, Be Not Afraid. In this short reading, Isaiah told the people not once, but twice, not to be afraid. This helped the suffering community remember that they could count on God to care for them, even in the face of danger. Let's keep in mind those wonderful words of Isaiah. Do not fear. I love you. You are precious. We should speak those words often to each other, but especially to our children. We now turn to our second theme, being chosen by God, which is strongest in Luke's gospel. In this text, John the Baptist is calling people to repentance and baptizing them in the Jordan River. For Luke, It's important to keep in mind that John was baptizing for the forgiveness of sins, so believers could be part of the community that was waiting for them, the community of God's promised salvation. John also understood that when the Messiah came, baptism would be different because the Messiah would baptize with the Holy Spirit, who would enliven the entire community. Those who were baptized with the Spirit would be called to spread the good news to all they met. The people who came to John for baptism were confused because they believed that if John was baptizing them, he must be the Messiah. John rejected that immediately, said he was not even worthy to untie the Messiah's sandal straps. That's an important detail. In Jewish culture, you wouldn't even make the lowliest of your servants bend over to take off your shoes. It would be too humiliating for them. But John said, no, I'm not even worthy to do that. In the middle of the scene, Luke reports that Jesus came to be baptized and to pray. John knew in his heart that Jesus was the Messiah, the chosen one of God. That's confirmed by the Holy Spirit coming on him as a dove. And why would Luke emphasize that detail? Remember, the dove was a religious symbol. God hovered over the waters and brought life to them. Noah released a dove after the flood to see if the waters had receded. Every believer that day would have known and understood the symbol of the dove. Luke then told us that when Jesus was baptized, God's heavenly voice identified him as the beloved son. Everyone who heard those words also knew what that meant. For the Jews, God's son would be a king who would bring justice to the whole world. That was so important for Luke, who wanted to remind his non-Jewish followers of Jesus that they were chosen, just as their Jewish brothers and sisters were. All people, Jews and Gentiles alike, had an important place in God's kingdom. It's interesting to me that Jesus's baptism didn't happen in private. And just like Jesus's baptism, Laura Marie's baptism takes place in the heart of this faith community. She, her parents and godparents are surrounded by this community that loves you and will be here for you always. That's what we promise for you. We have one more theme. The final theme expressed by our worship today is mission. Because of our baptism, God sends us to share the good news with everyone we meet. I think this theme is clearest in our final song, We Are Called. I chose this song especially for you because it was always so meaningful for the faith sharing and community building that you found, and Greg and I found too, in the beautiful presentations of Journey, Cross, and Crucifixion. The refrain of this song highlights the call of every person who commits to following Christ in baptism. Its words come from the prophet Micah. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. Famous words. I even heard them in one of the eulogies at President Carter's funeral this week. Isn't this text a blueprint for the Christian life? As Christians, we are called to reflect Jesus Christ's love of service. We are called to live as he did, with our eyes and hearts open to the needs of everyone around us. We are called to spread the good news to all we meet. That's our baptismal mission. And it's baptism that gives us the tools to complete this task. Through God's grace, we can fulfill our call. We won't do it perfectly, but if we walk together and help each other, we can spread Christ's love to our little corner of the world. That, my friends, is what we celebrate today on the Feast of the Lord's Baptism. Our prayer for Laura Marie is that she will follow Christ's call. And we, her family, and this community promise to help her live out that noble call every day. May God bless you and be with you always. And may God keep us together as a community as we help each other today and always. Amen.